for a family as superstitious as the Bouldings, it was Friday the 14th. We had set sail the day before from Shoreham in Sussex, my parents and me and three friends. It was July 1967. I had just taken my degree at Sussex University. Among much else, our boat contained my degree certificate, as well as the outfit my mother Anne had worn at the graduation ceremony. We also had with us the slim green Olivetti on which my father had typed Lord of the Flies. A year or so earlier, he had bought himself a new machine and given me the old one so I could type my essays. And as well, there was a notebook in which he had started writing something new, something promising. They had bought Tomas a year earlier. Her name was French, as in Audace, but she was Dutch, a racing barge, expensively varnished to a deep amber colour and with canvas sails of tawny red. My father was full of joy and guilt, a habitual mixture for him. Success, that supposedly hollow thing, had brought him the boat he really wanted. But for both my parents, Tomas was also something else. After a difficult time in the mid-60s, problems with their children and griefs about each other, they hoped they had turned the corner. They were going sailing again, another voyage in their personal tradition. This time, however, they were going first class. Now, with hindsight, I see that all the ingredients were there for the day's events. At least, they were in a literary way. If I were making it up, that's how I would begin. In spite of a morning mist, there was a breeze, and Tomas was nipping along. But then my mother cried out in terror, "Bill!" He rushed back up on deck. Impossibly, the grey mist ahead was thickening. It became a sharp grey triangle. Then it became a cliff. It was the bow of an enormous ship, 50, 60, 70 feet above us. There was no time for fear. I remember my mind seemed washed clean of it. But it was not a simple situation. It was vital, truly a matter of life and death, to obey the rules. Seconds later, when collision was imminent, my father put Tomas about, just in time, as the law of the sea permits. The great knife-like shape struck us a glancing blow, casually splitting Tomas's fender-like wooden rubbing strake and tearing away the wire shrouds and rigging from the mast like a hand brushing away a cobweb. We bumped and climbed messily along the sheer metal side. Then I saw a man run along the edge of the huge ship, screaming hysterically down at us. I saw that he was small and thin, with dark hair. I found I was on the cabin top. I walked towards the approaching ship, as if I was curious. There was hardly any time. Dreamlike, a well-drilled crew, we set about lowering the mainsail, quickly and in silence. Then the great cliff moved away in a padded silence and was lost in the fog.